You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was a weekend of commemoration for the people up there who were basically commemorating, well, the kaupapa is Te Pūtake o Te Riri, which is something that has come about in terms of the country commemorating the series of wars and conflicts between Māori and Crown that took place in the 1840s, 60s and 1870s. So that's what the kaupapa is about, originating from young people, I suppose, challenging the government for us to remember what an us then at that time. Of course, it was national. Coming about from them challenging the government to commemorate history in terms of the battles that have taken place in this country. So the day I was there, we were part of the commemorations at Kororareka, and it was a privilege for myself and Minister Calvin Davis and Willow Jean Prime and also Minister Cipollone to attend and talk a little bit about the history and the background and why it is so important to talk about history and what it means to the New Zealand psyche, New Zealand culture, New Zealand heritage.
And as you say, the initiative did come from a group of young people. What do you think about that, the fact that the push came from them?
I think it was wonderful that these young people from Otorohanga came and challenged government at the time to commemorate our own history. That I thought was a tremendous challenge from them, because they know, being part of the school system, that very little of New Zealand history is taught in the schools, sadly. And I mean, that's improving. But the challenge was, let's look at what happened in the north. Let's look at what happened in the Tainui. Let's look at what happened around the country in the last century, or the previous century, I should say. And what does that mean to us as a country, and in terms of our identity? What does that all mean? Is it meaningful? Did it establish this country? Did it put a blueprint in place? Was there a partnership that was honoured? All those types of questions, I think, were put by those young people, and they deserve credit for the challenge to government. And they spoke at the commemoration yesterday, and were very impressive.
And obviously you say it is a big step forward in our education of history to make this day a commemorative day nationally. What does it mean for you personally that we now have this as a day of remembrance?
Oh, it means a lot for me personally, because I've for many years have said that our history should be remembered and should be taught in schools. I'm very pleased that we're able to do this. It doesn't worry me at all that it was something that was put up by the previous government. There are some things, number of things that governments can agree on. So I'm personally pleased. I was personally pleased to be able to fill the role of Māori Development Minister over the weekend. I was filling in as Associate Minister for Minister Nanaia Mahuta. We were pleased to support the day. So, you know, we need more of this. We need to, we need New Zealanders to know about history and to know about the background to things, and know about what the treaty was about. And also, New Zealanders have to know how the treaty was dishonoured. So many of these wars arose because of discontentment in terms of the treaty and a lot of the promises that were made in 1840.
The group of young women, they originally were petitioning the government for it to be a public holiday. Why did the government stop short of announcing it a public holiday?
Well, you'll have to ask the last government there. That hasn't come up in my time yet as a minister. My understanding was that there was an agreement in terms of commemorating the day, but there was no agreement in terms of a public holiday. The young people who were there yesterday were saying that Labor had agreed for, they had made some agreement about that. That was news to me. I wasn't part of that agreement. My understanding is that the agreement is about a commemoration and about that being moved around the country, but in terms of it being a national statutory day, that is something that we're talking about, but I'm not aware of any promises from us, from Labor, with regards to that.
How will the government ensure that this commemoration day will be remembered each year by all New Zealanders and make sure it is something that is an opportunity to educate all New Zealanders?
Yeah, you know, I think this is the inaugural day. And I do think that we have to put more emphasis in terms of the PR sign, because there wasn't a great awareness yesterday of the day, and even in the north. So I think the government whoever we work with, we have to work with a team who does the PR on the ground, because it was really a fabulous day in the northeast, a fabulous day in Russell, and it's a day for everyone. It's not just a day for Māori. It's a day for Māori, for Pākehā, for all New Zealanders, and we have to just put in the work, I think, so that people are aware of this day as they are aware of Waitangi Day. This day could become a real feature in terms of the New Zealand calendar. So, we're just going over our review, but as I said, the day went well, but I think the lead-up and the publicity and the preparation, there needs to be a lot of work in that area so that the word can get out about what the day is all about and what it means to all New Zealanders, not just Māori, Māori, Pākehā, everyone, immigrants. This could be a day of great remembrance. Not so much celebration, because there was, in fact, not celebration at all, because there were too many lives lost. But a great day of remembrance, and maybe it could almost be like Anzac Day, which has become one of the great days on the New Zealand calendar.
Mm. As well as PR, it is necessary to educate our younger people and start with that in schools. Does the new government have any plans to initiate enhancements to the way that we teach history in primary schools and secondary schools?
So that's not an area that I'm working on, obviously. I'm
sure.
Minister of Education, but it's an area that I've always, at a personal level, I've always thought that there could be work or should be work in that area. It just makes some sense, doesn't it, that this type of issue or this part of history should be almost part of a curriculum. But I of course have no say in that area, but as a Māori minister, I certainly don't mind putting it on the table and having those types of talks with colleagues, because as Māori MPs, we carry this kaupapa with us, and that we've said for years and years, when our history gets taught, when people hear about injustice and hear about what's happened, it certainly makes things better for all New Zealanders, because then they understand the sense of grievance from Māori, particularly during a treaty settlements process. When we talk about the Māori language and why it means so much, things would certainly help if our history was taught in the schools. But so that's something at a personal level that I would talk to our Māori caucus about, and maybe we might be able to relay that. Well, we will be able to relay that through to our education ministers.
Ngāpuhi was the iwi who hosted this year's event yesterday, and next year it will be in Taranaki, of course. What is the aim of taking this commemoration to different parts of New Zealand each year and mobilising it?
Well, each area, different areas have their own experiences, and particularly with the Crown. And I think it's a great idea to go from area to area, because you know, our people were, the experiences that our people have had with the Crown at times have been terrible. And if you go down to the Taranaki area, you know, I recall Tariana Tudia talking about her words were that a Holocaust had occurred in Parihaka. You know, if you think back to what was said in terms of the loss of land and what happened to the people down there, it was talk was that it was catastrophic.
Absolutely, and
almost at a Holocaust level. So it makes some sense, I think, when you talk about a Rā Mau Mahara, you know, remembering a day, to actually move from different rohe, different areas, and Waitara is a, in particular, I think, is an ideal area to go to when you, you know, you said Parihaka, but all around Taranaki, Raupatu occurred in terms of land being taken. So I think it's a terrific idea to go to the different areas and so that the different groups and Māori and Pākehā can talk about the history and what happened. It's just an opportunity plus. So I think the strategy makes some sense.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.